Athlete of the Week being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it is my pleasure to announce this week's Athlete of the Week from Adrian High School, Carson Ritz from Adrian High School Golf. Carson, welcome to the Cave Studios.
Thank you.
And just come right up to that microphone so we can hear you there. And congratulations on being our Athlete of the Week. You've certainly had a great couple of years playing for the Adrian Maples.
Yeah, it's been all right.
It's been all right, yeah.
Well, I think your last weekend was probably your best of your two-year career so far, right?
Yeah, everything was just clicking.
So, if you don't know, Carson took fourth in the Division II state golf tournament last weekend up in at Grand Valley, and sitting, what, 25th after day one?
Something like that.
And then, what, shoot, 74 day two?
72.
72 day two. So.
And have you played that course before?
Just like the practice round before the first round. So that was my third time ever playing it.
That's great.
And how much, you know, I was thinking about that because I was looking at some of Coach Kelly's posts and stuff with you guys being able to, you know, do the one practice round, and you guys went back and were able to do a little bit more there. But, you know, how much do you take in that round looking at the surroundings, looking at the course? How much do you gain from that one round that really helps you for the weekend?
You gain a lot. It's not a lot other than just, like, your tee shots. Because it helps us know like what's out there,
right?
Rather than just like shooting blind. I mean, we have the lasers that tell us how far stuff is, but right. It's not the same as like actually seeing it and then seeing your shots off the tee.
And that helps you with your approach, with your second, to know where you need to go off the tee to be able to make it better to you know, get to the green. So that's where you guys really, is that what you work on mostly? And then is kind of off the tee and then what to do from there?
Yeah, it's like just like spots to miss, because like you don't want to be in the bunker, so you're not long, there's no bunker, so take an extra club, and if you hit it good, you're long, so what, you're not in the bunker.
Right. Okay, well, that's interesting, because I'm a hacker, and, you know, Pat's been playing for just a couple years, but it's interesting, you know, I don't know if you've ever played in any kind of thing, you know, where you've had to worry about learning a course before you played it, other than just going out and having fun. But it's interesting to hear that side of it, of, you know, what you're going to do. Cause especially, like, this is nice for a two-day weekend for you, Carson, but when you go to, you know, maybe an invitational somewhere on a weekend, or you're playing a new team you've never played, you don't get those practice rounds at all.
Nope.
So how do you like to, you know, what's your method of operation when you go to some of those new courses like that, really trying to figure out, hoping to watch the guy before you?
Yes, most time it's just hit and hope. I mean, the lasers give us enough information to where I can make a pretty good decision, but most times just hit and hope.
That's what I say every time.
So, you know, it's really kind of going in blind and not really knowing the layout of the course. But tell us a little bit about when you started playing golf.
Oh, I've been playing golf since I could walk, pretty much. I've been at the country club since I was like with little plastic clubs and balls. Like, I've been out there since I was three. So.
And your grandpa, Bob Ritz, probably taught you a few moves too, huh?
Yeah, my grandpa and my dad are pretty big, so I grew up in a golf family. My grandpa, he's been out there, I don't even know how long.
A long time.
Yeah. And then my dad, he was always playing out there in like men's leagues, so I was out there with him, or with my mom, because she even played for a while. So they're just a golf family.
So as a freshman, you won the Lenawee County Jamboree, and this year you finished second, I believe, one stroke off the pace.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened?
I doubled my 15th or 16th hole, and then I got myself out of it. And then I came back on 17, birdied that. And then on 18, I had a 10-foot birdie putt and lipped out to tie. Ooh, so it was a tough day.
A tough day, I'm sure. But pretty exciting, you know, going to the States and finishing well.
Yeah, that was the goal. I mean, I blew my goal out of the water. I was not expecting to get anywhere up near top five. My overall goal was 155, which is like 77, 78. for the 2 days, which I would have been happy with, but mm-hmm. very exceeded my expectations.
Well, now you've got a new set to try to break then for what you were able to accomplish. But in your couple years playing at Adrian, what are some of your most memorable courses, or which courses do you like to play, you know, maybe in the league or your teams that you've played against where you go, well, I like to go there?
I mean, I love Grand Valley now, but I always enjoy playing at Calderon. It's the Chelsea invite's always there. It's a longer course, so I can just rip driver everywhere. I don't really got to worry about much. Let's see. What else? I like playing Tecumseh. It's different because my home course, a country club, it's very hilly.
Right.
Tecumseh is not very hilly, and the greens there are a lot different. They're super fast.
That's the Tecumseh
Country Club,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, those are my two main favorites. I mean, I never play well at Tecumseh, but it's just a nice course to go out and play.
So tell us, what's been maybe one of your longest drives?
For golf?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like off the tee?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, yesterday I was out in Chicago, and there was like 100 and some degrees, and the wind was blowing 34 miles an hour. I had some like 350, 360, but normally it's like 280.
280,
Yeah.
That's pretty
good. So were you playing in a tournament yesterday over there?
Yeah.
Well, how'd you do?
I don't want to talk about it. I shot like 81 or something.
So are you playing on a little summer tour then, or?
I'm just picking some here and there. I mean, okay. I'm doing some Jackson Junior golf tournaments, and then there's like a couple here and there, just random ones that I'll do. But
gotcha.
Nothing, like I'm not set on one tour.
Right.
So when you're at the States, who are you teamed up with?
Well, this year I had the freshman Caden Stibe with me, but last year it was just me. So I was like there, it was just me and my coach there, and that was it.
Wow, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So do you now? But do they pair you with? Who are you paired with? Was it
just some of the other individual qualifiers? Okay.
So have you met some kids from around the state that you become friends with?
Yeah, I'm good friends with Jackson number one, Colin Norton. Met him last year, and he's a good player. And then there's a senior from Ann Arbor here on Brendan Badle. Mm-hmm. We became friends with him too. So there's just a couple here and there that you just click with when you're out there playing, and then you start talking afterwards.
Yeah,
that's because that does have to be interesting. I mean, you're out there playing around with somebody that you have no clue who they are, and that makes it probably a lot different than just going out with your buds and golfing.
Yeah, because you just go out and spend 4 or 5 hours with someone you never met before, and then you end up liking them by the end of it.
Right. Either you end up liking them or not, right?
Yeah.
So tell us, you did well your freshman year, your sophomore year. Tell us about some of the things you have to work on as far as your game is concerned.
Everything. Nothing's to like a point where it's where I want it, but just got a little bit of course management better because I like hitting driver, and there's some holes where you just can't hit driver, and that's hard for me to grasp because out here at my home course, I just blast driver everywhere. I don't care, but there's definitely some holes on some courses where you can't, where you have to hit 4 iron or like 7 iron off the tee just to get yourself in a good spot.
Yeah, that's the thing, is just trying to figure that out, making in your mind going, well, if I'm on a tee box, I'm supposed to be hitting this. So to work on that, well, and that's where, you know, your coach comes in a little bit too, with Jordan having a little more experience and trying to make sure that you guys are realizing that. And so, you know, have you beat him consistently yet?
He doesn't like play much with us, but I did beat him at the practice round at Grand Valley, so.
There
that's
you go.
Great.
All a little bragging rights there.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on being named our Athlete of the Week, and it's being brought to you by the LISD. Continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD, empowering learners and creating opportunities for success. And Carson, continued success to you, and good luck in the coming years. 2 more years at Adrian High School. Any idea on going a little bit further on in the next level?
Yeah, definitely looking forward to it, but we'll have to see where it goes.
All right. Well, congratulations, and thanks
Thank
for
you.
Coming into the studio.